Over the years, KUOW's Local Wonder has answered a variety of interesting questions from listeners. Where does all the dirt go from construction sites? Why isn't there a state income tax? Is the Seattle freeze a real thing? But this latest question really caught our attention.
My name is Lauren Reed, and I live in North Seattle. And my question is, why are there signs that forbid pot-bellied pigs from being on public school grounds?
To answer Lauren's question, we sent out KUOW's Matt Martin.
So Lauren Reed first saw the sign back in the fall. She was taking her kids to a jazz band concert at Eckstein Middle School. I met her there, so I could see the sign firsthand.
It says, no pets allowed on school grounds. No dogs, cats, or pot-bellied pigs.
Yep, there it is. There's the sign. I wasn't expecting the actual picture there of a pig.
So it's definitely a pig.
When Lauren saw the sign, she snapped a photo and threw it on Facebook. She moved to Seattle 2 years ago. The post got a reaction from her friends outside the city.
They thought it was funny. They thought it was weird. People that live in other parts of the country were like, oh, Seattle.
To really understand why pigs are included on these signs, we have to go all the way back to the founding days of Seattle. Some of the first laws passed in the new city outlawed livestock. Seattle wanted to be considered an up-and-coming metropolis. Hard to do that when there are cows and goats wandering the streets. Now fast forward to the early 90s. Potbelly pigs were the new hot trend in pets. They were still illegal, but that didn't stop people from owning them. Sue Donaldson was a member of the city council during that time, and she remembers one vigilante citizen who didn't like all these pigs.
And so this person, it was my understanding, infiltrated the hobby club of the pig owners and then would turn them in and demand that the city charge them with violating the law.
Donaldson thought it was ridiculous that city resources were being wasted on going after pig owners.
It didn't seem like the little pigs were bothering anybody, and this seemed to be just one disgruntled citizen.
So in 1993, Donaldson sponsored a law that moved pigs from the livestock category to pets. And it passed. Kara Mayne Hester is the deputy director of the Seattle Animal Shelter. She says now you're allowed to have one pet pig in the city of Seattle.
Up to 22 inches tall and 150 pounds, so they can be pretty big, but in general they're on the smaller side than, say, a hog that you would see on a farm.
But you've got to ask yourself, why would anyone want a pig in their house?
I love elephants, and pigs are basically like a shortened elephant nose, so I really like that.
Christina Itell loves her pig named Bella. And if you're like me, you might have an image in your head of a pig caked in mud, rolling around in the dirt. That is not what I found.
Wait. Are her toes painted?
Yes, so Bella's a lady, and she likes to have manicures done about once a week. She's a princess.
In addition to those nails, Bella also sports a polka dot bow between her ears. Christina says often people will ask her what other farm animals she owns. She finds that question offensive.
Bella is not a farm animal. Bella is a house pig.
She's a princess.
She's a princess. She doesn't like the mud. I try to give her like a mud bath. She hates it. She prefers bubble baths. She can't get in the bathtub anymore because she weighs too much for me to pick up, so now she takes showers.
Christina works as a veterinary technician and says the wave of pet pigs in the 90s was really just a fad. She says people didn't know what they were getting themselves into.
And there wasn't a lot known about the dietary needs, the housing needs, and things like that, so it kind of got out of control for a little bit.
I mean, sure, potbelly pigs are cute as 15-pound babies, but at 150 pounds, that's a lot of pig. Today, there are only 9 registered pet pigs in the city of Seattle. So why are pigs included on these signs? The school district says they're just following city guidelines on pets. And according to Kara Mayne Hester with the animal shelter, this all dates back to that change to the municipal code in 1993.
They prohibited cats, dogs, or potbelly pigs to enter a public fountain or school ground. So it looks like they comprehensively added potbelly pig pretty much to any place that there was something about dogs, which makes sense.
So potbelly pigs were included on these signs in the 90s when pigs were popular. Now, the pig fad has faded, but the signs remain. I'm Matt Martin for KUOW's Local Wonder.
Bella, you want to say something? Good girl.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Lauren Reed. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, leave us your local wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is selected, a KUOW reporter will investigate it.